We are in Daf Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph. We have one Tosfos to learn, Hachro Shlishis. We had a Machlokes, the Inyan Takole. If you have Yayin, Shel Trumah and Itmeis, if the Kohen is allowed to use it, L'Tzorech Ziluf. Beis Shammai held Tishofei Chakol, you have to spill it out, because we have to be afraid if you'll leave this Yayin in his Rishus, he might come and drink it. Beis Hillel Oimrim Teos Ziluf, and Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi said, Hubi Machia, Bibai is Teos Ziluf, it won't be too long in the house, we'll make the ziluf, and then it's used up already. Because we're afraid the time it takes to bring it from the soda to the bayis, he might be nichshal and drink from this wine. Or b'yoshon t'yos ziluf, b'chodesh t'shofech, b'chodesh t'shofech, because we're afraid he might use it before it becomes nisyashin. Amru loy, ein hachro shlishis machas. So they told him, hachro shlishis is not bekoyach lahachriya. Now I'm going to have a few pshotim on what this means exactly, that hachro shlishis ein machas. Nirlari, iker keperish akuntras. The das gimel, who, this is a third opinion. The Tanoi Kamoi Legilu Bedaitom Sheyesh Shumchilik Bein Bayis Lesode. The previous Tanoim never differentiated between a Bayis and a Soda, between Chodosh and Yosham. So if they held there's no difference, so Memele, so Beis Hillelos Bechlau Nat Chayesh Letakola, Beishamay Ha'yos were always Chayesh L'takole. That what Rabbi Shmuel differentiates between Abayas and Asod and Chodesh and Yosh, and this is his personal opinion. This is the third day. This is not called a Hachro. Avola, who the Kule Matlonies, the Bameh Madlikin, Havi Hachro, Ki Rabbi Lezer komar bein min amuchon, bein shaloi min amuchon tome. Rabbi Yeshua imar bein min amuchon, bein shaloi min amuchon toyo. Rabbi Kiva imar min amuchon tome, shaloi min amuchon toyo. Ubekire behedye choshev lei achro. Now, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos is speaking about Shmatis, Matlonies. Let's not go into the Loshin, what this Tana calls Muchan, what this Tana calls Eine Muchan, but let's just say over what the Shitas are by Matlonies. You have certain Shmatis, and this is Adava Muskim. If a person went and put away these matlonies pekupse in a trunk, in a drawer, so that zicher is meichiach, that it's choshev by him. So these matlonies have a teres speget, it's mekabel tume. If a person went and threw it into the garbage, so then it has no use by the owner, so then it doesn't have a teres beget and it's not mekabel tume. That is a double muske. Now there's a three-way machloikes. There is an in-between between kufsa and ashpa. There are two in-betweens. There's one in-between of talai bemogait, that a person went, he didn't put it into a drawer, he hung it up on a hook. There's another matziv, he put it achayre hadelas. Achayre hadelas is, it's one step away from the garbage, but he didn't throw it into the garbage. So now, we have here a three-way machlokes. Rabbi Lezer holds, Bein min amuchem, bein shaloi min amuchem, tomei, the Gemara says, Masech the Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer holds, he hung it on the hook, he put it achoyre yadeles, it's mekabel tomei. As Kol's mom, he doesn't throw it into the garbage, we see there's still an intent to use it, so here's a teres beggar, it's mekabel tomei. So according to Rabbi Lezer, the only case matloni is anat mekabel tumi is zolke la'ashpe. Rabbi Yeshua oima bein min amuchan, bein shaloi min amuchan toyer. So the Moses Rabbi Yeshua holds that only if he put it in a kufsa, then it's mekabel tumi. But everything less than a kufsa, tolei b'mogeit, he hung it up a hook, about the givis, if he put it achere yadeles, it's toher. That means it's not mekabel tumi, because if it doesn't, we don't see from the bailim that it has a chshivas by him to put in a kupse, so it doesn't have a teres beged, it's not mekabel tumi. Rabbi Kiva oimer min hamuchan tome, shaloi min hamuchan toher. Rabbi Kiva made up shore. Rabbi Kiva said as follows. Toloi b'mogoi, if he hung it up on a hook, so there you see, he's machshev the matlonies, it's mekabel tumi. He put it achoyre adeles, then it's not, then he's not machshev the matlonies, it's not mekabel tumi. So now, let us just review what we have over here. We have over here, Rabbi Eleza held that tolei b'mogoid, or iniche achoyre adeles, is tumi, is mekabel tumi. I mean, these two cases, Rabbi Lezer realized this is less than iniche bekupse. It's better than zolkei la'ashpe. And he mentioned, he spoke about these two cases, tolei b'moge, he hung it up on a hook, put it achere dos. Both of these cases are tomei. Rabbi Yeshua said both of these cases are toil. But it seems both of them understood that there's different dargis and chshivas. Tolei b'mogoid is a greater chshivas than a chayri adeles. But Rabbi Lezer, in all cases it's mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yeshua holds in all cases it's not mekabel tumah. And Rabbi Kiva went and said, a little of paskin like Rabbi Lezer, tolei b'mogoid, he hung it up on the hook, I paskin like Rabbi Lezer, it's tomei. Inichi achayri adeles is toyo. So that's called a machia. That's called a machia because both of them mentioned these two cases, these two in-between cases of tolei b'mogoid and inichi achayri adeles. And each one said their opinion, and in each one we see that there are chilukim between Tolei b'mogid and Inich Acher. There's no grad, both held, afal pikein, they both have the same din. And Rabbi Kiva said, no, we'll be machma by Tolei b'mogid, and we won't be machma by Inich Acher. That is called a machia. That's called a machia take. So that means so he was machia like the chumra of Rabbi Lezer by Tolei b'mogoid is machia like the kula of Rabbi Yeshua by achoyre adeles. That's called achor ilav mishum de Rabbi Kiva talmitav. The Moshe, but there's a different siba we can paskin like Rabbi Kiva because Rabbi Kiva was a talmid. V'roi dehod by Rabbi Kiva legabi Rabbi Yeshua. So for zaitike cheshboines, we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva, but Rabbi Kiva is a case of a hacha. Vahi dahosam. Now there's another case. Lo yishtatev gufoy bein bechamim bein betzoinam. Cheshiva hachoy. De tanoi kamoi gilui bedatam de shach leflugei bein chamim letzoinam. It says like this. Lo yishtatif odom kol gufoy bein bechamin bein betzoinon divrei Rav Meir. If Rameya says Shabbos, one is not permitted to wash his whole goof. Bein b'chamim, chamim shehuchma me'erev Shabbos, bein b'tzayin. Rameya asked, rechitzes kol gufay. And it doesn't matter if it was chamim or tzayin. Rav Shimon mata, Rav Shimon is mata rechitze. Bein b'chamim, bein b'tzayin. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a b'chamim also b'tzayin muta. That's what it says in the Gemara. This doesn't bring down the whole Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda is called a machia because over there we see Rabbi Meir held it necessary to say there's an issa b'tzayna. Rabbi Shimon held it necessary to say that it's muta b'chamim. So they both were margish that in Yisod chamim is more chomo than tzayna. So now that's Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yehuda, he says, I'll be machma by chamim and meikol by tzayna. That's called the hachra. Shivacha, the tanoi kamoi gilu bedaitam, the shayach leflugi ben chamim letzayna. So memele, so if they themselves were madgish, that there's a mokim lechalik letzayna, but personally they're not mechalik, so then a third day, which is Mechalik, is called his Machia. Aval hach d'shmaiten le'gilu b'daitam. But by us, be'silum, be'shamay, no one ever mentioned the Pesachilik Bais and Sodeh, Chodesh and Yoshan. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Shmuel comes and makes chalukim choshev le'achrosh lishes. V'chein b'nozer peire koyen godol. Gabi Rabbi Lezer Oymer Zekeinim Arishoinim Miktsosam Hoyu Oymrim Chatsi Kava Tzomis Asam Nami Kori Lecho Shlishis Tatanoi Kamai Lagilu Bedatum Deshach Leflugei Bein Truma Lekotchim Lenozer Baisa Pesach. Now, in the Gemara Nozer says like this. Zekeinim Arishoinim Miktosim hayoimrim chatzi kav atzomeis lakel. That a chatzi kav atzomeis is metama ba'oil for all halachic purposes, which means for trume, for kochim, legabi anozir, legabi oise pesach. It's metama legabi for all halachis where there's a problem with trume, so There's you need a chatzi kava tzomis. That's miktosim hayoimrim chatzi kava tzomis. Lakel, for all tzomis. Or miktosim hayoimrim afroiva tzomis. But no, arroiva kava tzomis is metam lakel. Bezdin shalachreyem omru. Now, there was a later bezdin that said, chatzi kav. Lakel, chatzi kav is talking metame everything. Roive, letrume vekotchim is metame, and nozer and eise pesach is not metame. So over here, that's so the bezdin shalach achareihem, bezdin shalachareihem, the later bezdin, they said that, chatzi kav, a chatzi kav is metame taka for everything, and a roiva kav is only metame by truma v'kotchim and not by nozer and eise pesach. Kosam nami kori lei hachrosh lishis. That's there the Gemara calls it hachrosh lishis. De tanoi kamoi legilu bedaitam de shaykh leflugi ben truma v'kotchim and nozer and eise pesach. The first two tanoim, they said it's metame boil lakoil. They didn't differentiate. And now, the Bezdin Shalachareyem that started differentiating between, Hilchas Truma Vekotchim and Nozer and Eise Pesach. So that's Achor Shlishis. No one ever differentiated. Ubereishis Hageis, Gabireishis Hageis, Einen Noyig Ella Bemerube. Then it says, Reishis Hageis is only noig if you have a lot of Rechelim. Then you give Reishis Hageis. V'kama merube, how many Rechelim do you have to have? Beishamei oimrim shtayim. Beisilu loimrim chomesh. Abishmoy loimer arbo. V'kori nami hosma abishmoy achro shlishis. So Taisa says, v'oisa achro einach shuva apilu kidahochet. Or the nozer. This is Tamazoi. This is Tamazoi. This is a Bamish, a third opinion. I mean, one says two, one says five, and he says four. So this is Mamish. Dibahani, our case, in the case in Nozir, Svirelei lemachia palge kemar or palge kemar. They are kaponim, the machia. Good, they never mentioned that there should be such a difference, that should make a chilik and a loche, but I'll call upon him, I'll say, Ba'os, the machia, Rabbi Shmuel, he held, no, there's a svore to be chayish for takola, there's a svore not to be chayish for takola, that's machloikas, b'shami, b'shilo. I'll tell you that, Babayis is b'shilo is right, b'soda, b'shami is right. So there I'll call upon him, he is accepting both svaris, and he's saying, in La Loche, we have to assume like both svaris. Babayis is like Beisil, and Basad is like Beisham. But it's still called Achor Shlishis, because since they themselves did not differentiate between Babayis and Basad, that's called a third day. It's not called Yerbi Machia between these two. Avol Hosam, that was the Gemara in Chulin, that Beishamai says two Rechelim, Beitzilu says five Rechelim, and Rabbi Shmuel says four Rechelim, this is Bechlal Mamish, a third opinion. Leitzvira leilekema avol leikema. Okay, so the Gemara, so there the Gemara really means it's Mamish, a third opinion. V'hod ha-parich b'chol ani, v'achro shlishis eina ha-chro. The Gemara asks in all these cases, Achro Shlishis Ein Achro. Avi Motza Lemifrach Talmudu, Ben Aloche Ke Achros Talmud. He says, in all these cases, let's say, by Rabbi Lezer Oymers, Keinem Arishoynem, Miktosam Oyoymrim, and Bezn Shalachayim. So Bezn Shalachayim was a different dayer, was a later dayer. So Ba'emes in the Gemara asks, it's Achor Shlishis, which is a factor that we shouldn't paskin. But there's another factor, it's Achor Talmud. Like the Gemara said in Masechet Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva, even though it is Achor, but Achor Talmud is not Achor. So the Gemara, in all these cases, Talmud Ba'yos also, Rabbi Shmuel Musamos, the Talmud of Be'shamei Be'shul, have a Motzim Evrich Talmud, Ben Elochet Kachos Talmud. Aladifet Kaporech Talav Achoi Klal. Because this is a better kasha. This Bechlal, there's a svore to paskin like the Machia. The Mor said this is not a Machia whatsoever. It's a third day. Achos Talmud is pshat. It is Acho, but we have klolim that Achos Talmud is Talav Acho. Vayimari Hodesanya Bekeitzad Mevorchim. Beishamei oimren mevorech ala shemen v'achar kach ala hodos. Beishamei and Beisilu are speaking about, they brought two articles to levorech al reicha. Shemen and hodos. So the shaila is, which article has a din kedime levorech olav mitchila? So Beishamai says, Mevoich ala Shemen, v'achar kach ala Hodos. Beisilu loimrim, Mevoich ala Hodos t'chila. V'koma Rav Shimon Gamliel, ani achia, Shemen zochinu l'reicho l'sichosei. Shemen has a double mile. It is nice and reich toiv, and you could use it for siche, for anointing. Hodos l'zochinu l'reicho, ilkach Shemen odit. V'koma Rabbi Yochanan, so there we have here a memra of Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says like Beis Shammai, in other words, he says that you make a bracha on Shemen first, because Shemen has two milas, and Hadas only has one mile. V'kama Rav Yochan b'Gemara, halacha k'divrei ha-machriya. The halacha is like the machriya. So Tosfos says, lo shaychi ahi achro l'shar achroi sheveisi. This bechlal is not, doesn't fall into the category that we're speaking about. Leisvirle, of course, achro means leisvirle palge kemar or palge kemar. Machia means, halachik kedivrei machia means that if you have here a third tane, which legabi, one inyan he holds like one of the previous tanoim, one he holds like the other. Ela the meforish time of the chad minayim is really kevosel legabi. There is a different, there what Rabbi Yochanan said, halachi kedivrei hamachriya, does not at all fall into our sugya, which we have here, dinim achra, shlishis, loy choshev achra, but we have here dinim achra. Dinim achra means if he takes the two shittas and he splits it, legabi this he paskens like one, and this he paskens like the other. Gabi matloni is the baishpo. Tali b'mogai, this makabu tumma, chayadels, not makabu tumma. There, it's pshat is, he's saying the reason of Beis Shammai, and he holds like that. V'chein b'chol mokim, shim tana echad yizbar ketana acha, lo yikra b'kach machia. That's how called a machia. So that what Rabbi Yochanan said, aloche kedivrei machia, we have to take this with a grain of salt. This is not the machia which we have all over Shas. Here, machia means that he was machia midaita, that Beis Shammai is right, but not out machia. So you have two tanoim that hold the same halacha, and he gives a svara to be mamtik svaras Beis Shammai. Teida, midaitzer Rabbi Yochanan, alo lameima halacha kedivrei machia. He says, I'll prove to you that this is nothing to do with the sugya of that we paskin like a machia, because why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say over there halachik kedibur machia? Af agav the yigufei kva oma bekire kol mokim shata moitze shnayim chalukim ve'echad machia halachik kedibur machia. We have a Rabbi Yochanan in Shabbos that says we paskin like a machia. So why did Rabbi Yochanan Masechtas Brachos have to say halacha kedivrei machia? Shma mino de vaday lo yishaych ali achod de Shabbos o de hoche lo yikor le achro el mimnei shechi yadivrei Beis Shammai yadivrei Beis Shilo. The lashon is the same because he was machia yadivrei Beis Shammai yadivrei Beis Shilo. So that's why he said halacha kedivrei machia, but it has no shaychus whatsoever with our sugya, which we're speaking about, and all the sugyas which we're speaking about, of shnayim chalukim v'echad machia halacha kedivrei machia. Because if this would be the same sugya, they don't need a new memory of Rabbi Yochanan and Brachos, since he said his yesod in Shabbos that shnayim chalukim halacha kedivrei machia. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish. So this is Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, and the Ri likes very much Rashi's Pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, Hachro Shlishis, Der Shlishis, Kloima Talmud Ato, Vein Zu Hachro, Kedoma Rabbe Kive, Talmud Habe. Yeah. So a different pshat, Pakel Tosfos before it asked it for Akasha, why does the Gemara have to say, Acho Shlishis Lehavacho, typically it's he's a Talmud, Acho's Talmud Lehavacho. So Tosfos says he's saying better, it's not even a Maisa Acho. Abol Kaponim, Rabbeinu Chananel, Lomshat, oh, that's the Chesam. The whole chesaron by Rabbi Shmuel is because Rabbi Shmuel was a Talmud. Forget that, what Rashi said, since I didn't mention, that's not kefelech. Lemaise, he's, Beishamai was machmer, was always chayish v'takola. Beisilo was never chayish v'takola. He's machia when there's a more serious chash, you are chayish, a less serious chash, you're not chayish. Forget that's a hacho, that is called a hacho, even though they personally did not mention these two tzav. It's called a hacho, not like Rashi. But al koponim, the reason why we don't paskin like Rabbi Yishmael is because he's a der shlishi, he's a Talmud. So my male that says hacho shlishi is lehavi hacho. We didn't have to say because he's a third doer. Lemaisi was a doer shlishi, so the mo said achor shlishis. Ubinozer de kori le talmuda le bezden shall achareim, not achareim, achareim, bezden shall achareim achor shlishis. So there is Taka, according to the Rabbeinu Chananu, so it's not a Chos Lishis, it's the next Doyle. It's a Chos Talmud. Lishnidach Barai said the Hochanok. And here it says a Chos Lishis, which in Yesod means a Chos Talmud. So there also, it's a Chos, that's Pshat, a Chos Talmud. Vim Toima, Bepeire Kama de Psochim, we have a three-way Machloikis. Rameya Oima Oichlin Kol Chomish. Rameya holds one can eat Chomitz Shoch Hamishis. The Sof and Betchila Sheish. Rabbi Yudha Oima Oichlin Kol Alba. You eat only the Shoch Revis. Vetoilin Kol Chomish. The fifth hour, it's Mutta Ba'anot, Asabachila. Am Gamliel Oima Chulin Oichlin Kol Alba. By Chulin, he paskins like a Yehuda. But Trume, Kol Chomesh, Trume is Meiko, Mitzvah Achilas, Trume is Meiko, the Yelati Trume Kol Chomesh. Vekoma Begmore, Rab Gamliel, Lav Machiyahu, the time the Nafshe Koma, Rab Gamliel is a new opinion. Leperish akuntres nicha. According to Rashi, it's very good. Because, since they didn't differentiate between Chulin and Tumet, and Gamliel is the one that differentiates, so that's time of the Nafshe. It's his own shtik teira. They did not differentiate. Ela leperish, Rabbeinu Chananu, amai le machiyahu, v'alav Talmud tov. He wasn't a Talmud. Gamliel wasn't a Talmud. So, because this whole shtik teire that Rashi said, since they didn't mention the chalukim, which means Rabbeinu Chananu doesn't hold of that. Because this is called a good achro. That means one is meikul, one is machman, he says. There's a time to be mekel and a time to be machmel. So memela, that is called the gewaldike hachro. So over there also the same thing. Rameir is mekel b'achilas chomitz. Rabbi Yudah is machmel b'achilas chomitz. So he says, no, by trume, there's a mitzvah b'achilas trume, you should be mekel b'achilas chomitz. By chulen, you should be machmel b'achilas chomitz. So gewaldike hachro. Then the Gemara says, I'm gewaldike is not a machir. So it's a kasha and Rabbeinu Chananu. V'yesh loyma, the lav machiyahu, the loya layu koi, you know he's not a machiyah, shalifneim hoya. He was before them. Rabbi Gamliel was before Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. A machiyah means, if I know both shitas, and lemaise, I machiyah, the mokim chomor ke amachma, the mokim the kal ke hameiko, so Mamela, that's called a machia. But if he was before them, so that's what called his machia bein divrei. Fine. A perish a kuntras nirali, ikar, that, like Rashi says. V'yesh meforshim hochet haime, v'tishofech mishum derecha milsi, v'osa lezalef, mishum dahave kishtiye, v'loi mishum chshashta kolom. Other meforshim learn pshat, a gor andere pshat, not the machlikis beishamayim beisulul is, are you chayish l'takolo, you're not chayish l'takolo. Nah. No one is chayish l'takolo. No, beishamay holds, but there's someone, Rabbi Shmuel is chayish l'takolo. But, beishamay holds, you cannot make ziluk, because reichem ilse. So if a person is anos ha-reyach, it's equivalent to you with shayse, the trumet. So beishamay holds. Beisilah holds reicher lav milse, so it's no isot to be meiriach trumet meir. And Rabbi Shmuel comes and says, you know, there's another problem. There's a problem of takola, and he starts going into a takola dike problem, which no one was goyres till now. Bainira. If that would be pshat, im kein lehava Rabbi Shmuel machriye. So mamish fakert, this is mamish, a third day. No one held up takola. Beishamay held zil vizosa meikar adin, because reiche milse. Beisilil holds zil vizmuta, because reiche lav milse. And Rabbi Shmuel starts coming in with a takola. So what kind of a machriye is he? He's mamish a third day. Eletame de nafshikom, de kamoyle iflugi be meichish latakol. Period. So memele, this pshat is ichishvel. But now Taisi says, according to this pshat, ve lahakshis lepeirish se labaye, de islo gabi bastiye reiche milsi, de zeisugye navoy de zore, the form is permitted to smell. There was a type of a kone that was stuck into a barrel, and if one wanted to evaluate the contents of the barrel, so he smelled through the kone, he smelled the wine, he was able to figure out the matzav of the wine. So now, the Gemara is a shailach, like a sabai v'rove, if you have Yayin shalakum, and you have a expert in wine, a yeet. Is he allowed to smell the wine of a goy? Is he allowed to smell it? Abaye says he's not allowed to. Reicha milse. And Rava says, Reicha lav milse. So the Gemara says, Leime, Abibas tia. Abaye said, Reicha milse. Lame dom a kere meyer. Some more brings up Sarah Meyer that holds Reichem Milse. So according to those Meforshim, that the Machloik is Beishamim Besilu Beizilov is Reichem Milse, is Reichem Lav Milse. So the Gemara wanted to find a Machloik is Tanoim in this Nekud of Reichem Milse, Reichem Lav Milse. So why didn't the Gemara bring down the Machloik is Beishamim Besilu? Amaylei maisi na mihosam apluta da bai verov apluta da beishami beisilu da hochet. If we will say that that is the time of beishami, so Taisa says that is not a kasha. The hochik alameima da bai osi shapeki beisilu umoyde bo dereicha milsohu. Aye, how could a bai hold like beisilu? He said bastia is also Reichem Milson, here Beisil holds that Ziluf, the Yain Tomei is Mutter. So Taisvi says, Reichem Milson, Lichoshivano, if you have a Shaila, is this considered I'm deriving Hano from Stam Yeno, Moyain Eser? Reichem Milson, that's called the Hano. Bohosom Linyaniser Hano, Yain Eser Hairi. And there we're talking about Yayin Eser, so there's a Shaila. is Ayid permitted to smell the wine? So there we say, Eichemilse, it's called you having done love from the wine. But over here, here we're talking about Trumat Meya. Trumat Meya is Mutabano. So, Reiche Lab Milsa, Leichoshev Kishtiya, Eifakel, here, Beis Hillel that said Yelatam Exiluf is not necessarily saying that there's no anor from Reach. It's sure there's anor from Reach. He can hold like a kabaya also. But I'll call upon him by Trumat Meya is Mutabano. It's also Bishtiya. So here by Shammai said a Moedek Echidish, that Reiche Kishtiya, that's by Shammai asked Zilu by Trumat Meya, so by Shammai went overboard, not by Shammai said it's a Hano. Hano would not be also by Trumat Meya. By Shammai said that it's Kishtiya. It is a chshivas of shtiyah. And just like you're not allowed to drink Trumat Meya, you're not allowed to smell Trumat Meya. That was the shtik Torah of Beis Shammai. And that Beis Hillel disagrees. Please. To say it's like shtiyah, das nicht. So the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is a different machlokes. Is reiche kishtiyah, is reiche lav kishtiyah. This has nothing to do with the machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Abaye and Rava are saying, is it Bechlala Hano? So you can't say Abaye holds like Beis Shammai, he holds like Beis Hillel also. It's Beis Hillel also holds it's Hano, but it's Mutta by Trumat Meya, that's Mutta by Hano. The Aval Gav de Maisi Hosom. So for Celts, so Taisvis, Epsazoi differentiated, is the difference between Yayanesach and Trume, by Trume, Hano is mutter, dafke shti is also. So there you need a new concept of reiche kishtiye. So Teisvis got stuck. The Gemara Mesechtes Avodah Zarah that somehow ases reich by truma also. The tanner sheisiko becoming shel truma. They used a common shel trumet as fuel to bake bread. And this bread had a reyach of truma on it. Vahi deroide paschamo, or there's another case over there that a person took hot bread. Vinicha pichovi shel yayin shel trumet. So then there's a whole shakel v'tayye, vaitarecha milsa, recha lav milsa. If you hold a reich milsa, you're not allowed to eat, a zor is not allowed to eat the bread, because a reich of wine. So now we have a big problem. Taisvish just told us that what Taisvish just said, reich milsa, what Abai is speaking about, and what the Sugi is speaking about over there, is speaking about is a kol dano, not kol dano, and that is not applicable at all by Trume. Trume is mutabano. So Taisvi says, Osam Vadai, Irecha Milse, Osabano, Yeshlonu, Kemoikein Lesser, Hapas, Lechel, Lezorim, Sheniklat, Minakmoin, Oyayayin, Shaltume, Aval Recha Lechude, Kivain Bastia, Vezilo, Ayavi Kishtia, Umutta Betume. So what does Taisvi's answer? So Taisvis answers as follows, that by Trume, Reiche Milsa means, is it a Hano? That's the Machloikis. Is it considered a Hano? Is it not considered a Hano? By all that's considered a Hano, or all that's not considered a Hano? But now, we'll talk about something else. So by Trume, it's Taka Hano, if you're Reiche Milsa, it's Hano. But Trume is Mutabano. But now Taisa says, a Moiridike Cheshbin, which we have to understand. Taisa says, but what is if a person eats pas, but has a reyach of Trume? So this already, so Taisa says, then we will combine two halachas. Lemai, if you hold reichem milse, so it comes out while eating it, he has a gnaw from the reich of trume. This already falls into the category of achilas trume. This adds a din of achilas trume. Even though the achila is only on the path, and the hanah that he gets is from the reyach, but since al kaponim, he's eating something that has a reyach of trume, so if you're reyach and milse, it's considered like he's eating trume, since there's a mais achila. That's what Tosis is machadish, which we really have to stand the oimek advar. Mashenke, Tosis, but that's afkun is a mais achila. Mashenke, in our sugi by zilov, there's no mais achila, there's only hanos reyach, so here we have a chaymer of beishamai. Let's say it's a dreiche kishtiye, and that, it's a lot, dreiche lav kishtiye. Let us go further. We had in the Mishnah, a person, zebo bechavise shal yayin, zebo bekadu shal dvash, nizdik o chavi shal dvash, shofach zes yayne, vihitlos advash lesoichai, ein lay alaschari. He can only ask for payment for the pula that he had done. Schar kli, schar pula, but he cannot ask payment for the wine. Bim omar atzla sholcho vata noisenli demeshali. What if he said, you know, I'll be matzla yodvash, if you'll give me the value of my yain that I'm spilling out, chayiv litalei. Then is chayiv to give him. It mentioned that the shailas is speaking about he answered him, yes, I'm asking him, or shtike kaido. It also mentioned that that he's mechuyev, there was no maisekinyin, goes into the gather of schiris. That's what the Shita Mekabetza says. That means I'm doing a pula for you and I want to get paid, but I want in the payment of my pula should include the value of the yain I'm spilling out. So he says, this is the price I'm asking for my pula. I'm asking the price for my pula is the schar tirche, the schar kli, and the mei hayayin. And if Yena was maskim, he's mechuyev to pay for it. Frek the Gemara, amai, why is he mechuyev to pay for it? V'nei malei mishat anibach. Let him tell him, I didn't mean what I said. There's no gemiras das. Milei sanye, we learnt about Aise. Arei shohoye bereach mi beis ha-asurim. Person was running away from prison. And there was a ferry right in front of him. If he doesn't get on the ferry, the next 5 minutes they're going to find out that he ran away, and it's bitter. Take a dinner and take me over. Now, a dinner was not the price of a ferry trip. A dinner was a large amount. Ein loy ella scholei. So after, when they go to the other side, if he gave it to him already, he can get back the change. I just owe you, I don't owe you a dinner, I owe you what the normal price is. The normal price is a tenth of a dinner, so you give me back 9/10 of a dinner. Alma omalei mishata anibach. So he can tie me. I didn't mean what I said. There was no commitment. Ochiname leimalei mishata anibach. Now let us try to understand what's pshat in this halacha by Abireyach mibeis hasurim. The Gemara compares it to here. So there are two mahalchim in Rishonim Why can he tie the mishat on Ibov? I didn't mean what I said. But man, since when do we have such a people make up an agreement? I'm hiring a worker. I'm going to pay you so much. I didn't mean it. I mean, so there's two very interesting mahalchim. The Mordechai says, in the case of Aberech mi Beis Asurim, the Mordechai ois kufay in Dalet, the Mordechai says, v'taime duhu mesukim. This Bereach is Sakonos Nefoshis. He's running away from prison. V'chayev ha-safon la-hatziloi. And the safon is mechuyev to be matzalim. That means this person is running away from murderers. You're mechuyev to be matzalim. V'lito schar tilchoi. The safon is chayev, it's a Sakonos Nefoshis. He's mechuyev to be matzalim. And good, he's doing a service. He can money from his service. So Mamela, that what if he didn't want to do it until he said to tool dinner. So pshat is, I mean, that's not, you have no right to ask for a dinner. Now, so Mamela, because the mitzvah shabayim mechuyev to do it for a normal price, not for exuberant price. So Mela, you have no right to ask what you're asking for. So that, what I'm agreeing with you, I don't mean what I said. I don't mean what I said. So therefore, I don't have to pay you. Avol b'shal malochai, this is the loshen of the Mordechai. Avol shal malochai she'ein ishal mitzvah, chayim losis le'kol ha'shisna lois. Tamazai, you'll have a similar case, not running away from a Beis Asurim. And I'm asking you to take me over and you say for dinner. So yeah, okay, I'll give you a dinner. That, okay, you have to give a dinner. He asked for a dinner. I mean, if he's mechuyev to be matzil for less than a dinner, so memela that can say, so that what I agreed with you was without gemiras das. There's no chiyev on him to be matzil you. So then you agree you have to pay. This is the Mordechai. The Machna Frayim brings down a Ramban. Loi mechayev inish betnoyim b'shas hadchak b'yoyser michdei domeho. The Ramban says another vote. That means I'm overpaying you. The price is a tenth of a dinner. That's the price of the trip. You're asking me, I should give you a dinner. The reason you asked me I should give you a dinner is because I don't have too much of a choice. So if you're asking more than you deserve, not totally a mitzvah. We'll see if Merdi Kanafkamin. It's not totally a mitzvah. You're asking I should overpay. That's what you're asking. And I don't have too much of a choice to haggle with the price at the present time. So I agree with you. So an agreement that I was forced to agree is not mechayev. I mean, so why should I pay over the price? I mean, you're asking me more than you're worth. So why should I pay for that? That's what the Ramban says. So that means if a person was a shas hadchak, and he is being asked to overpay, and he agrees on the overpayment, there's no gemiras das on this overpayment. And memela, there's no gemiras das, so he's not mechuyev to pay it. Now, there's a moira de kenaf gemine by a doctor. A doctor comes, and he has a machle, and the doctor gives him a price. No Shaila. He signs all the papers. He's going to pay everything. He does the surgery, the doctor, after he comes, and I should pay such amount of money. It's ridiculous, such amount of money. Are you agreed? I'm a shatani, but I didn't. There's a medical nafkamina. The Mordechai says, there's a mitzvah on the reifel l'rapoisoi. L'roi, there's a mitzvah. You can't ask them as a price. There's a mitzvah on you. So you, the ain loy elos chal tichoi. You only have schar ticha. You're only entitled to schar ticha. I told you more. No, I wanted you to make the surgery. I told you more, but there's no gemiras das. That is according to the Mordechai. So we're going that the criteria is, if you're mitzuvah to do it, you have no right to ask for more. And if you have no right to ask for more, so even I agree with you, I can say that there was no gemiras das. The Ramban holds that the reason there's no Gemiras Das is because I'm overpaying. So the Ramban, by a roife, even hisna harbe, chayv litonoi koma she hisna, de chochmosoi mochaloi vehisha veharbe. There's no such thing as overpaying a doctor. He's charging for his chochme. You can't, you can't compare him to a plumber. He's charging for his chokhmah. And vehisha v'harba. So he's asking $10,000 for the surgery. So that's the chokhmah that he has. So memele, you can't tain it. You can't tain it that, mashata nibok. That is the shita sa Ramban. So according to the Ramban, it's totally, according to the Ramban, it's totally takev, he's overpaying. And then you have to be done each case, bazunda, is he takev? He's overpaying, and it was a shas adchak, then I can say mishata nibos. And according to the Mordechai and Mukiyosef, the criteria is, if it's a mitzvah, so you mechuyev to do it for less. So memeila aktaina mishata nibos. It's totally in the mitzvah. But then the Machna Frayim says a very interesting thing. This kind of Mishata Nibok means that Peshaite Taki didn't mean it. That means there never was an intent to be Mechayim himself. That if Peshaite Itake meant it, he's asking, no, okay, I'll pay. Then later someone tells him, Ashaite, what are you telling me you're going to agree to such a price? Then he's going to have to pay. Mishata nibok means I can taine that b'shaitoi, I never meant what I said, and how could I say such a thing? Because you're asking an exuberant price. So b'kitza, so we have here akasha. We have here akasha that this, we have mentioned that what he pays him for the yayin, it's not paying him stamzay for the yain. He's paying him, that's the tashlumei aschiris. I'm paying you for your schiris. In the tashlumei aschiris goes the dmei hayayin. Now, that's an exuberant price for schiris, to fill up a cat. So let him say, mishata nibok. It's a mitzvah also, a shavas aveda, however you learn pshat. So the Gemara says, lo idomi elo l'seifer. No. This is, the case of our Mishnah is similar to the Sefer. Vim oma aloi tu dinu ze bischolcho bevirani. What if he said, take a dinner, the same exuberant price, bischolcho bevirani, nois nois schorim bishul. So what's that could be, maishno reisha, maishno Sefer? Oma romi barchome bitzayed ashoile dogim min hayom. So Rami Bachome said the Sefer speaking about as follows. This person was not, he had a ship, he was fishing then. He was fishing. And Yenna runs out of the prison and says, take me across the river. So he says, I'm Chuldik, I'm fishing now. And so he says, you'll give me a dinner, I'll take you across the river. I'll give you a dinner, fine. So their pshat is because he could have made a dinner staying there by fishing. So memela, I'm asking you for a dinner because If I listen to you, I'll lose a dinner. I have a potential to make a dinner from the fishing. So Mamela, that is why I can mourn from you a dinner. So the same thing of Eros. So when there's a loss, so he's entitled to ask, it's not called overpaying. And even Alts Mitzvah, I'm not mechuyev to lose because, I'm not mechuyev to lose the dinner. So Mamela, so that's the case of our Mishnah also. He says, listen, that in order for me to be matzel your dvash, I have to spill out my yayin, I have a hefsid. So then, if you're mad, so then he can't say Mishat Anibor. He's coming with a legitimate taina. Zogt Rashi, Mavoyres, Svina Rochove, Shoivrim Bo Reichavano, Tavsadeton Kavri, Bezuze, Vahainu, Bischore, Diktoni, Tu Dino Bischashat, Mavsit Kam, you're losing, Betavireini, Nois Nioises Chamishulam. As Nisenami Arei Efseidei Niker, because he spilled out the yain. Zogte Gemara weiter. Shotaf nor chamoiroi, vachamoir chaveiroi, shalo yofe mone, and the chavos worth mosayim. We have also the same aloche, that if Samazai rescued Yenim Zchamoir, Eile Elischoroi, if he said that, if he made up with him, and he atzla sholchov atanoisin leshali, he chayim litanoi. Frek the Gemara, so why do you need these both cases? Utzriche, you need both cases. The I ashmeinon, the ashmeinon kamaisa, osam udachipori shavli demei kulei. There, if he spoke out, he has to give him the Meikulei Mishim, the Biyodayim Kaposet, because he's Takim Mamet, he's spilling out his Yayim. So there you can't say Mishatani Boch. That means he's the Biyodayim is spilling out his wine because of you. Avalhoche de Memele, but over here, it's Napshad, he's being Mavse Biyodayim. Memele, he's not being Matzel, his Chamoyer. So it could be over there. Ainly Ella Schorai. Viashmin in safe Hochu the stoma ainly Ella Schorai because he's not doing Biyadayim. Shimadimela. Avol Hosam the Biyadayim. Aima filobistoma yovle the Meikula itzrichim. So that's why we need both bovis. The Biyadayim kaposid Shaifech es Yainai Biyadayim Bishvilai. Let's just start the next Gemara. Boi minei Rav Kahane Merav. Yorad lahatzel v'olo shaloi me'elov mal. Amir de Kazach. That means there was two chamoirim. One was worth mosayim, one was worth a money. And the Baal Hamone said, listen, if I'll be Matzel your Chamer, you'll pay me a money for my Chamer? Yeah, no shayla. Fine. What happened? So he went and forgot about his Chamer. He went, it was Matzel Yenim's Chamer. And Benkach, Lamaise, his Chamer was Nitzel. So now is he Mechuyev to pay him the money for his chamoyer. Let us see what the shaila is. Let's see what Rashi says. Yored lahatzel omena sheyitin loy demei shaloi. Va'olo shaloi me'elov mal. Mi amrinin mikore da'afkere ka'ovodomi. That means he was mafker. Either means it's miyayish, or it means taka, it was taka na matzav of hefker. That means, no, he's not going to be matzal his chamer is drowning. Umechayev loy hayech leshlume. So mele, he's mechayev to pay him. I'm not taking care of my chamer. My chamer is now in a matzav of drowning. V'od zochi beimorim efkere. That means later. Later, that when I was when somehow a Ness happened, a Ness of Piderech HaTeva happened, that Lamaisa Maichamer was Nitzel is not Pshat is that the Pshat is not a Bezeichen Maichamer. Forget, Maichamer was Ovot. And I was masking that Maichamer should be Ovot to be Matzah Yochamer. And because of this, you owe me money to pay for Maichamer. And later, it's a new schi in my chamoyah. It's a new schi in my chamoyah. So memela, so what does he have to do? You were mechayiv me to pay for my chamoyah because I lost my chamoyah. Later was a new schi. That's the tzad that he should be chayiv to pay. Oidul makivin the solik solik. So I saw in Atar Shmuel, he says, even though it became Hefker, that's true. And even though he was zeichen it again, but the whole agreement that he was masking to pay him was because he won't have a chamoyer. Lamaise, whatever the cheshbon is, Abba Lamaise, he ended up with a chamoyer. So why should I pay you for your chamoyer? So what did the Gemara answer? Mishamayil rechime. So Psham Yishamai Rechime does not mean that there wasn't a chesorin. Now, a goli milsala mafrei, there wasn't a chesorin. No, 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 no. There was a chesorin. What would be if my chamer would take it drown and I get another chamer? Say, well, you got another chamer. I'm sorry. My chamer got lost because of, and that was the opmach, you're gonna pay for my chamer. So in Mishamayim the Rachmonis, they gave me another chamoyah. So pshat is, even though they gave me back my chamoyah, but it's not pshat is that there wasn't a chesoron. If pshat is there was a chesoron, and because of this chesoron, you were mechayiv to pay me for this chesoron. Lemais I have a chamoyah. That's Mishamayim Ashlimolu Nitzkilo. I got back another chamoyah. There's nothing to do with your ischayvus.